Hello, and welcome to another episode of A New Attitude with Lede. Okay, y'all, I know y'all are so tired of my rebranding. That is just a part of being a part of the original squad, my day ones, okay? Y'all are just gonna have to see all the messiness, all the throwing spaghetti at the wall, but I hope and I believe that one day we will have a consistent theme, consistent brand, and consistent messaging, and you guys will not have to deal with the whiplash of me constantly changing my name and focus. So anyway, thank you guys so much for being here. Once again, I think I'm going to put this on do not disturb mode. I don't know if that's a thing. Yes. So that way we can get through a podcast episode without you guys hearing my phone go off 20 times. So I think we're good to go there. In this podcast, I want to talk about a journey that I've been on. It's called The Artist Way. I feel like I've been hearing it kind of float around a little bit in social media. If you've heard of anything called The Morning Pages, it probably came from this book, The Artist Way. So I've been reading it now one chapter a week for, this is the fifth week. And I've been documenting and sharing my journey with you all. So this is actually my first time putting it in a podcast format. So if you are interested in learning a little bit more about The Artist Way and kind of hearing about my journey up to this point, I do have episodes, but they are located on my YouTube channel. And so the YouTube channel is exactly the same, A New Attitude with Lede, and you can find that on YouTube. And so this video, I'm going to continue the series and share a little bit about my reflections and revelations from week 5. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, then let me know. Or actually just stay tuned. I don't know why I said let me know. I guess I feel like I'm at work. But yeah, so the main point of this series for me is I feel like it's just helping me work on mindset stuff, which ultimately turns out to be helping me with my creativity. So I started participating because I want to help with my creativity, but this book has been so much more, and it's just kind of got me thinking and reflecting on lots of different things, and I feel like it's just kind of steered my life in a little bit of a different direction. So I'm excited to share, and we'll go ahead and get started. All right, so this week was week 5 of The Artist Way. So I am coming to do my weekly check-in. So let's go ahead and talk about some observations and just interesting breakthroughs that came from the week. So the first thing that I want to talk about is, you guys know how last week I did something called a reading deprivation. And so basically I had to spend a week basically in silence with my own thoughts. So no reading, no podcast, no TV. This wasn't the original assignment. I just took it to this level. No social media. It's just so I could really spend time with my own thoughts and not be as influenced by outside thoughts as I typically am. I'm a person that I'm literally always reading a book, always listening to a podcast, always on social. And a lot of times it's because I'm looking for solutions to problems. Like if I have a question, or if I have an idea and I need ideas on how to flesh it out, I'm always turning to a book or podcast or something like that to learn more. And so during that week, I was challenged to not do that. So this is my first week off of that reading deprivation, and I kind of felt myself going back to my old trifling ways. I'm just joking. But I did kind of find myself falling back into that trap of doing what I normally do. Like if I had an idea, or like, for example, I wanted to create an editorial calendar so that I could start posting content on a consistent schedule. That's like one of my fears, honestly, when it comes to like social media and stuff, is the fear that like, what if I don't have an idea? Like I literally feel like I'm flying by the seat of my pants when it comes to content creation. I literally do not know how people can plan out months worth of episode. Or even like I heard somebody, she was like, I literally have like 200 episode ideas on my computer right now. And I don't know how people can do that, because I feel like in order for me to show up, like I have to be inspired or have some, interesting idea or thought. So I was like, okay, I'm tired of this. I need to create a editorial calendar and like really trust myself to do this. So I started up the research. I wonder how other people build their editorial calendars. I wonder, you know, what format I could do this. I wonder, like, how am I supposed to arrange this? What are content pillars? How am I supposed to set mine up? And so instead of trusting myself internally to like document my own ideas, I started looking outward again, and I started to feel like anxious about that. And I knew because of my experience with the reading deprivation that when I start feeling anxious when I'm trying to solve a problem, that's probably a sign that I am starting to overconsume again and I need to scale it back. So that's new for me. That interpretation of anxiety as I'm starting to overconsume, it's time for me to like scale it back and start looking internally for the answers that I'm seeking. Like, I am capable of, you know, more than likely, no one's going to know the correct, perfect answer for me. And I am more than capable of putting something together and tweaking it and improving it over time. So that was something that, just that response was something that was new for me. And I actually found that this happened quite often this week. Like, I had questions, I started digging into it. And by often, let me just say, maybe like 3 different times where I started to feel myself getting anxious. I started to feel myself getting overwhelmed. I started to feel myself go into analysis paralysis. And then my automatic response is, okay, you're starting to overconsume. Step back from the, you know, content. Step back from the podcast. Step back from the YouTube and trust yourself to make the decisions that you need to make. So I thought that that was really cool and interesting and definitely growth for me. And so, have I made that editorial content yet? No, I tried to, but it's okay. I was trying to do it digitally, and I feel like I'm having so much inspiration and luck with doing things by hand. So in the future, like sometime this weekend, I'll probably try again. And this time, instead of doing it digitally, I'll try to do it like free form, handwriting, because that just seems to help me so much with my daily morning pages. And something tells me that if I try it that way when I'm thinking about like content ideas and what could I be talking about a whole month from now, I feel like that will help. So, well, this is to be determined. Isn't that cool? You guys get to like not only listen to the podcast, but now you guys get to hear a little bit like a behind the scenes of like how this is coming to life. So I think that's pretty cool. All right, the next thing that I noticed is that a huge part of the artist's way is, you know, starting to use affirmations for your benefit to kind of help you replace unhelpful thinking with, and reframing it so that your thinking is a little more helpful and uplifting. And so you guys know my whole experience with affirmations. If not, just feel free to watch those previous YouTube videos. But I noticed an affirmation that I used a couple of times this week, and it was just interesting because I wasn't like looking for this affirmation. It's kind of like I feel like I'm being programmed, if you will, like by reading these affirmations. Like, I'm starting to feel programmed. And like, it's that when my normal, typical, unhelpful thoughts start to pop up, I notice myself automatically like coming up with helpful affirmations in the moment. Or I notice myself being like, oh, that's a blurt. You know, I need to explore that. Figure out, why do I think that? Why do I believe that? And I need to think of something helpful to say here. So that's pretty cool that, you know, this process is programming me to think about this, not just like afterwards or like after I've stewed on it, you know, for 2 days or after I've journaled, like in the moment. And so one affirmation that I've been using a lot this week, actually not a lot. Okay, let me quantify it. At least twice this week is the affirmation, I will heal. I can't remember if it was this week's chapter or the chapter before. She was just talking about how, you know, like your artist, internal artist child, how, you know, sometimes they get hurt. Sometimes their feelings get hurt. And instead of acting like, you know, that particular situation didn't hurt your feelings, or instead of trying to say, you know, oh, that didn't really bother me, or instead of being annoyed with yourself, like, how can I get mad at something so small? Stop saying that and just accept that you feel those feelings and your inner artist child feels that way. And then respond with, I will heal. Like, I will get through this. I will heal. And if you need to go on a little walk, go on a little walk. If you need to do something like self-care wise, do that and kind of nurture yourself and, you know, make your inner child feel safe. And so that actually happened to me a couple of times this week. There were like two incidents that happened at work that kind of like struck my heart chord a little bit. And so I was annoyed because I really try my best not to take things like super personally, especially if I know that it wasn't my fault. If someone just woke up on the wrong side of the bed and I was just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and they chose war with me today, like, you know, like I really want to be in this place where I just realize, like, you know, people are like roses. They have things that are beautiful about them. And they also, you know, we all have our thorns, and like being okay and learning to accept that about myself and about everyone else. Like, you know, you're a great person. Sometimes you do things that are hurtful, you know? And so, some things happened this week. And you know, you guys, I'm sure if you've ever worked with customer service, you know how that goes. But then even like with your own internal team sometimes. And so I felt myself getting upset about some things, two different instances. And initially I was annoyed at myself. I'm like, girl, this is such a small potato. Like, why are we even spending energy on this? Like, I literally can feel myself like, you know, kind of like getting emotional about this. I feel my whole like heart chakra like feels uncomfortable. Like, why are we getting so emotional about this? And I was frustrated with myself for being upset, because I'm like, this is actually not a big deal. Like, you need to be unbothered, girl. Like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is not your whole life. It's just a job. And I started to hear myself say, like, I will heal. I will heal. And so that just required me to get to this place of accepting, like, okay, like, as much as I don't want my feelings to be hurt or I don't want to be bothered by this, like, it did hurt my feelings a little bit, but it's fine. And I will heal. I'll recover. So the first incident that happened, like, directly after that, I just took a walk and I just kept repeating to myself, like, I will heal. Like, I'll get through this. I'll get, you know, I'll get to the other side of this. And like, girl, by the time I went on that walk, I came back, I did a little bit of cleaning around the house, lit my candles, and it wasn't like that, you know, rapid, furious pace cleaning that I tend to do sometimes. It was just more like relaxing. And before you know it, I was feeling better, which that was really good for me, because unfortunately, sometimes when I kind of get into that state, I can really stew on something like all day or a couple of days. And it just is so energy consuming that I don't want to do that. And sometimes I get frustrated with myself, but I was just really happy to see like that I was able to process that and move on a little bit faster than like how I typically do. And the same thing happened. Actually, it was this morning. Something happened and I was like, okay, like I will heal. I will heal. I saw something on Instagram. Somebody that I know in real life and follow, he kind of posted this post from this inspirational leader, and he was talking about like, you know, like you just have to accept that, you know, life is beautiful, and but some, you know, life has rocks, you know, kind of like with the roses and the thorns. Life has rocks, you know, and you're not gonna be, if you stub your toe on a rock, you're not gonna be sitting there being mad at the rock all day, you know. Like, it just, things happen, you know, and you can't take it personally, you know. Like, and so he was using that as a metaphor once again, just going over, you know, that we all have things that are great about us, but, you know, we all have our flaws as well. And like, we cannot just sit there and like dwell on, you know, the things that happen like that, especially if it's like small potatoes or whatever. And so I guess I just kind of had this vision of me like going on this nature walk, if you will. And, you know, and just thinking like, there's so much beautiful scenery and so much to enjoy here. Like, I don't really want to spend a lot of time sitting here thinking about that rock that I kicked. You know, and like, yes, it hurt, but I will heal. I will heal. I will heal. And so I went on that walk. I took an extra long walk today. And by the time I came back, like, I had already moved on. And like I said, just full disclosure, that is really good for me, because sometimes I really can stew in things and I don't want to. And I find that using this affirmation has really been helping me. Another thing kind of related to affirmation, and kind of related to this whole concept of like some of these ideas are starting to be like actually programmed into me, was is something else that happened. So this week she was really talking about like, I can't remember the exact word, but basically, like, are you, like, self-destructive? And I know that sounds weird. Just read the chapter if you haven't, chapter 5. But basically, this whole thing about, like, you know, like, if somebody asks you to do something or something's going on that you don't like, do you say, like, yes to other people even though you truly don't want to do it? Like, has that ever happened to you where you say yes to someone, they ask you to do something, they ask you to be somewhere, they ask something of you that you really don't want to do, but to be nice, you're like, okay, I'll do it. And then in the meantime, the whole time that you're doing it, you're feeling, like, not good about it, you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling, like, annoyed, but you're trying to be nice, right? And so it's like when you say yes to them, what you're actually doing is saying no to yourself. And you are, you know, kind of like being self-destructive with your, like, own kind of, like, mental well-being, your own, like, yeah, just your well-being, your health, your emotional state. Like, you're being self-destructive because now you put yourself in a situation where you're mad at them, you're mad at yourself, you're trying to stuff all that inside. So that was a big part of this week's conversation. And so I had an incident happen in my life. I'm going to try to make this as generic as possible. But, and I kind of found myself kind of like standing up for my principles and what I believe. And, being like, we're not doing that, basically. And before I really had a chance to think about what I did, like, it just kind of came out. I didn't even really think about it or process it or say, this is how I'm going to respond. It just came out. And I started going into my usual rabbit hole of, oh gosh, now, you know, this person's going to think I'm so mean, da da da. But then I just heard this, like, phrase come to me that was like, but isn't this better? Isn't it more compassionate? And that I came up with that, or that thought came to me because it was something that I also read in the book, you know, like, that's her response to this whole, like, martyrdom and this whole codependency thing, like, doing things for people, even though you don't really want to, you know. And she was saying that you do it because you think that you're being nice, but then you say yes, but then what do they have to deal with afterwards? They got to deal with your stank attitude. They got to deal with that random outburst. You know, I don't know if that's ever happened to y'all where you were just already in a not so good state. And then it takes that one little thing to push you over the tipping edge. And now you're just like, just going off on somebody. You know, they got to deal with all of the negative energy that came from that yes. And so she's just kind of saying, isn't it, like, more compassionate for everybody, you and the other person, to just say, no, thank you, or, yeah, I don't think that's gonna work out, you know, for me. Like, isn't it more compassionate to speak up for yourself and, like, let's go ahead and, like, nip this in the bud now instead of me dragging it out, you know, and you possibly having to deal with the backlash of me not feeling good about what you asked me to do, you know? And so, is this not, like, actually less damaging for your relationship to just say no, especially when you don't want to do something? Is it not actually the more compassionate thing to do for them to get that no, to be able to process it and to move on and maybe get help from somebody who wants to do that thing than for you to just be, you know, living in that martyrdom energy? And so when this thing happened to me where I kind of spoke up, and I was starting to feel like, oh gosh, you know, I don't want this person to think I'm, like, mean, and that's not actually what I want to say. I just kind of heard these thoughts kind of come to me, like, literally within seconds. Like, but isn't it easier this way? Isn't this the most compassionate way to handle this? Like, isn't this actually going to preserve your relationship, you know? And that's not to say that you have to say no in a nasty way. That's not to say you have to be, like, rude. I think that, you know, delivery, there's a lot of flexibility when it comes to delivery. You can say anything in a not so nice way and, you know, and as nice and straight, you know, straightforward and as compassionately as you can. But I was like, she actually has a really good point there, especially, like, in my own personal life. I know that trying to be nice when you don't want to is not always, like, the best choice. And I have been, you know, in uncomfortable situations because I've, like, exploded, you know, because I've had enough and, you know, and just people kind of feeling like that energy that I was kind of building up in myself. And I'm like, I think I agree with her that for the most part, it is the most compassionate thing to let people know and then let them deal with it right there instead of this being some long dragged out thing where you're like smiling in their face, but in your heart, you're feeling like not very good. And that's building up over time until you just explode and then you destroy the whole relationship. Just ask me how I know I've been there. So anyway, I thought that was just cool to see how, you know, these affirmations. And I think that the reason that this is happening is because I'm not just like passively reading this stuff. Like I'm journaling about this. I'm taking my time with the book, you know, whereas like most other self-help kind of books, like I just kind of like read through it, rush through it. I don't really spend time processing it or reflecting on it or writing out the affirmations. So it's just been like a much more active experience. And so I really feel like the principles are starting to become ingrained and I like it. All right. So let's talk about the morning pages. As always, you guys, I'm a huge fan of the morning pages. I really like the direction and the guidance of the morning pages. I heard someone else's review on morning pages this week. And they were talking about how they tend to be a negative and dark experience for them. This is, I can see how that can happen. Because when I used to journal before I started the morning pages, I felt like that's what my journaling was all about. Like, I just want to get out the, you know, uncomfortable feelings so I can move on and things like that. But I just wanted to say that I feel like this is why I really like the guidance of the artist's way, because it doesn't always have to be like this dark thing. Like, yeah, sometimes dark emotions might come up or uncomfortable emotions, but sometimes, you know, some of the themes and the conversation starters can also be uplifting and encouraging. This week, most of the journal entries were mainly about thinking about the possibilities. I feel like sometimes it's easy to kind of get stuck in this rut in life where you think you just kind of know the trajectory of your life from now on, you know, like I'm just going to work every day, eat, sleep, clean until I die. One day the kids are going to grow up. I don't really know what I'm going to do at that time, but yeah. And so this book really, this chapter really encourages you to think about the possibilities. Like think about what it is that you would love to do. Like if you didn't feel restrained by time, or you didn't feel restrained by responsibilities or finances, and just thinking of how to incorporate more of that into your life. So really thinking about those possibilities. And so I found that honestly, that I wasn't like the most excited to do these activities, but I went ahead and did it, you know. And as I did it, I noticed that myself starting to like open up and really enjoy the experience of kind of thinking about like other directions, other things I could be doing, you know. And so for my artist date, that's another component of this. I decided, based on, you know, talking about possibilities and things like that, I decided to go ahead and sign up for some dance lessons, y'all. Your girl is going to be trying to learn how to get this twerk on again. I used to be in dance and cheer when I was younger, and I was like, that is something that I would love to go back to. I was even talking about it with you all on Instagram not too long ago. So I feel like the research aspect of it, I made time to research and find some dance studios that are in my neighborhood, and then I signed up. They're going to be sharing a 10-day pass with me, so it kind of doesn't even feel real, the fact that I'm actually going to sign up and go to this class. So we'll actually see what happens when it happens. So there we go. All right, so that is it. That is my week 5 reflection of the artist's way. If you are participating in this, please let me know how's it going for you. Feel free to drop your comments down below. I would love to learn and read more about your journey. And so I will try to continue this through the rest of the series. I really am enjoying this process a lot, and I can't even, it's just so interesting to just see how, you know, doing something like this is impacting my daily life. And so I am just looking forward to seeing, you know, this, what this journey brings about. I started this because I wanted help with my platform, and so I'm just curious to see, we still have another 7 weeks, where that's going to go. As I told you guys before, I'm really not tied so much to the end results. like wherever I'm supposed to be creatively, I just want to be there and kind of be happy and be in a good place. But it's kind of weird because I feel like with the reflections and things that I've been doing in the last couple of weeks that it's kind of all leading me back here. So far so good, and I'll keep you guys posted. And I don't know, I still feel like there's definitely some room for growth in the area of just clarity and like specifically like what it is I'm supposed to be doing here. So I hope that, you know, over the next couple of weeks that will start to become more and more clear to me. So thank you guys so much for watching or listening to this week's episode. If you guys would do me a huge favor, it would help me so much if you could please subscribe to this podcast. And I don't know what the other call to actions are. I guess I need to research that and figure it out. Still new to the Potty Podcast world. But yeah, thank you guys so much for being here. And I look forward to talking to you in the next one.